chat to someone who's fast becoming quite a regular, in fact, on our programme, Jess Stenbanks, who is representative of the National Gardens Scheme. We mentioned earlier on that gardens, the big gardens, are opening up for the season 2013. Well, Jeff's been telling us about gardens that have been open as far back as, was it February we first had you on
this year? Yeah, we started in February. Good morning, Joe and Jim.
Morning to you. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is the time when, of course, all the gardens are starting to open. What have you got for us today?
Okay, well, just before that, we've got 20 across the area, but I'm only going to mention about 8 of them. But just before I do that, I'd just like to make your listeners aware, that they may not be aware of, the National Garden Scheme this year, on the 15th and 16th of June, are launching the first ever National Gardens Festival weekend. And it's going to be the largest gardening event in history, with over 800 openings planned nationwide over the 2 days. Last year, over 500,000 people visited our gardens, and thanks to those visitors who visited, we generated 25 million to nursing and caring charities over the past 10 years, and the biggest ever receiver is Macmillan Cancer Support. But this festival weekend is over the same weekend as Father's Day, so just to get a note in your diaries, everybody out there, take Dad out for tea that weekend to one of these 800 gardens that are opening across the country.
Well said.
But more of that, if people are interested, on the NGS website at www.ngs.org.uk.
Okay.
Okay, but yes, to our area in particular, across North East Hampshire, Surrey and Sussex, I've just picked out 8 gardens to quickly mention. The first of these is celebrating its 20th year of opening for the National Garden Scheme, and it's Warren House in Crowborough, and it's open on Sunday the 21st of April. Beautiful house, not open, steeped in history, with a 9-acre garden and views over the Ashdown Forest. A series of gardens, old and new, displaying wealth of azaleas and rhododendrons. Owned by Michael Hands, who is largely the main gardener of the garden, and Michael says, come along and see how to simplify your garden. Not a garden I've seen, so I may well be going along there myself. The second in Sussex is Offham House, which is just north of Lewes. It's a romantic garden with fountains, flowering trees, double herbaceous border, surrounding a 1676 Queen Anne house, which isn't open, herb garden, walled kitchen garden, some cold frames and chickens and friendly pigs, which should be interesting. And that's open on Sunday the 28th of April.
Okay.
Just a couple more in West Sussex then. You've got the Grange in Fittleworth, which is just west of Pulborough. And this is one of the county organiser Jane Allen's favourites, always beautifully kept and constantly changing. The garden slopes down to the River Rother. This time of year particularly good because there are lots of hellebores, snake's head fritillaries, and there are thousands of bulbs there which are more and more planted each year. Second one in West Sussex is Down Place, which is near Petersfield, and this is open on the 27th and the 28th of April. And it's a large 7-acre garden on a steep hillside, chalk mainly on the north side of the South Downs, with fine views of the surrounding countryside. And Jane says it's got a natural and wild flower meadow, which is one of the first. It's not a new one. It's been there a very long time, so probably well worth a visit. If we then move on to Surrey, picked out 2 gardens here. First of them is in Tadworth, and it's open on Sunday the 21st of April, and it's 41 Shelvers Way. And visitors have said of this garden, it's one of the most colourful back gardens they've ever seen. You'll find a myriad of small bulbs with specialist daffodils and many pots. And most importantly, it has featured in the Alan Titchmarsh calendar. So maybe one well worth going along and having a look at. The second in Surrey is Dunborough Park, which is near Ripley. And this is open on the 27th of April. Extensive walled garden over 6 acres, redesigned by Penelope Hobhouse and Rupert Golby, structured with box hedging, creating a different set of garden rooms, 70-foot ginkgo hedge and an ancient mulberry tree. But particularly this time of year, festival of tulips, we hope, by the end of April, of 10,000 bulbs and a very large cut flower garden. And then to finish the group this month, we've got in North East Hampshire, you've got Beechen Wood Farm, which is near Odiham. It's open actually 4 times in April, the 3rd, 10th, 17th and 24th. And this has got a 2-acre garden with many parts, lawn meandering through woodland with drifts of spring bulbs, shady belvedere and an 8-acre copse of native species with lots of bulbs and aeoniums. And then the final one, Berry Cottage in Farringdon, which is open on Sunday the 28th of April. Small organic garden south of Alton off the A32. Spring bulbs, rose, clematis, herbaceous borders, pond and bog garden. And the borders are colour themed and contain many unusual plants. So quite a wide range over the coming month. I say that's only a selection of the 20 or more. And your listeners can find out more details either from the Yellow Book, which is on sale at the moment, or from the NGS website, www.ngs.org.uk. And for those that don't have access to either of those, they could always ring the NGS for details. And their telephone number is 01483 211 535. So hopefully, both Jim and Ian were saying the weather should get better towards the end of April. Well, let's hope that is so, because, as I say, most of these gardens are open at that time of the month. So
indeed.
Happy visiting.
All right, Jeff, and a happy Easter to you, and thank you for your time and pinpointing just 8 of the possible 20 that are open. So look at the website or buy the Yellow Book for more information. It's almost 25 to 12.